But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the gospel of Christ. Te runga pai tēnei a te karaiti. Praise to Christ the Word. Whakamoemiti tia ia te kupumana.
Thanks, Kendall. So, when I was about sort of seven-ish, I read the Narnia books. Has anyone read the Narnia books? Yeah, and I've reread them ever since quite often. They're just amazing, aren't they? They're beautiful. Has anyone got a favourite Narnia book? The Silver Chair. Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it? Yeah, anyone else got all of them? Yeah, it's hard to pick a favourite, but one of my favourites, I think, is probably The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Yeah, you know, and they go on that long voyage, and there's all these different lands and places and peoples that they visit, and it's really kind of, I don't know, it's just a beautiful story, very kind of mythical, and there's that dragon moment with Eustace, which is incredible, and there's this one bit where they end up, they're on this beautiful ship, and they end up far, far across the seas, further than anyone's probably gone before, and they hit this place where there's just darkness in the sea. And it's like night, but worse than night. It's like so thick, this darkness, that they can't see their hands in front of their faces. And they can't see one another, and they have to do everything just by listening. And they can't find their way out of this darkness. And Lucy is the youngest. Do you remember Lucy? And she's, everyone's afraid. For days and days, and they hear voices and strange voices from maybe some island far, you know, or nearby, but they don't know where it is, and it's all dark, and they don't know how to get out. And Lucy, the youngest, she just cries out at one point, and she just says, "Aslan, Aslan, if ever you've loved us, come and save us now." And nothing happens. And then after a few minutes, she feels a little bit more hopeful, but nothing's happened. After a few minutes, she sees a white dot. And it's the first thing that's different to darkness that she's seen. And this white dot gets bigger and bigger, very slowly. And it turns out to be an albatross. And if you know about albatross, if anyone a sailor here, come on, admit it. Yeah. Albatrosses are often seen by sailors as as birds that can lead you into safety, can lead you to land. And so this albatross comes, it's a white bird, and it flies across the ship, and it starts to lead them. And they follow this albatross, and as they follow the albatross, they see a little bit of grey, and then they see it get lighter and lighter, and then suddenly they're over the line, as it were, and they're into blazing light of the sun again, and they're out of that night. And it turns out that the albatross, it turns out, is Aslan, they find out later. And he's come to save them. He's come to rescue them from that darkness. When I read that at 7 years old, I've never forgotten it. It's just, it struck me so deeply that it's remained with me for the rest of my life. And I've always known Aslan in the books is basically Jesus. And C.S. Lewis did that deliberately, the author. And I've always known that no matter how hard it gets, no matter how dark, bleak, just, you know, how impenetrable the darkness, how hopeless it seems, that if I cry out, Jesus, Jesus, if ever you loved me, come and save me now, that he will come. You know, and it might just be a little dot for a while, but he will and always has come and save me. And it was just like, I think C.S. Lewis was a prophet, really, you know, and those words just went bloop into my little child's heart and have remained with me ever since. We just heard in that reading, didn't we? The shepherds are watching over their flocks by
night.
Yeah, it's night, it's darkness. I don't think that's an accident that God's put this story in the Bible, you know, that God did this when Jesus was born. It was darkness. It was nighttime. And the shepherds were watching over their flocks by night, and then this angel appears and says, today. This is a bit weird, isn't it? But it's nighttime. But the angel says, today is born to you in Bethlehem a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Yeah. And that light suddenly shines in the darkness, and the angel is joined by a whole choir of angels, and light shines, and the shepherds are like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And there's this blazing light in the middle of the darkness. And he says, a Savior. What does Savior mean? One who saves, yeah. You know, Jesus, Jesus, if ever you've loved us, Aslan, Aslan, if ever you've loved us, come and save us now. And I just knew that prayer was one that I could pray at any moment in my life. And that in the darkness, in the night, that God would save me, that today would be born again in my heart, in my life, in the lives of the people around me, a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and he would save me. So that's my prayer, really, for all of us this Christmas, that we had known, no matter where we are at in our lives and where we end up being at, that there is always a bright, shining light of a Savior, Jesus Christ, who can come and save us, no matter where we are. It might just be a pinprick of light to start, but that light will grow and grow, and he is our Savior. So he is born today on Christmas Day. It is wonderful, wonderful news. So shall we pray together for a moment? I've got some prayers, actually, which I think, I'm not sure if they'll appear on the screen. I don't think they will. But I've got a little line, Jesus, Savior. Jesus, the one who saves. If ever you loved us, come and save us now. So when I say Jesus, Savior, if we all reply, hear our prayer. Okay. Jesus, Savior, hear our prayer. So let us pray, brothers and sisters, to Jesus, our Savior. Christ, born in a stable, give courage today to all who are homeless. Jesus, Savior, hear our prayer. Christ, for whom the angels sang, give the song of the kingdom to all who weep. Jesus, Savior, hear our prayer. Christ, worshipped by the shepherds, give peace on earth to all who are oppressed. Jesus, Savior, hear our prayer. Christ, before whom the wise men knelt, give humility and wisdom to all who govern. Jesus, Savior, hear our prayer. Christ, whose radiance filled a lowly manger, give the glory of your resurrection to all who rest in you. Jesus, Savior, hear our prayer. Jesus, Savior, child of Mary, you know us and love us. You share our lives and hear our prayer. Glory to you forever. Amen. Amen. And so we're just going to stand now to share.